This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The tragedy of leftism. What can I say? Oh, my goodness. They've lost another good one. Or so they would say. Anthony Bourdain committed suicide. We talked about it earlier in the broadcast. I told you, why would a guy with everything he's got going for him that Anthony Bourdain has, why would he commit suicide? I know there's depression and there's all kinds of mental things to do it, and I'm certainly not downplaying the idea that people, no matter what your political ideology, commit suicide. Suicide is the 10th leading cause of death, and it's one of the only ones that has actually risen in the past decade. Suicides under Obama were immensely popular for obvious reasons. But always look at the life of these so-called rich and famous, and why do they take their own lives? What is it? You want to know one of the leading causes of suicide? People regressing back to their childhoods and remembering when they were molested by their friends and family members and things like that. You know who does that stuff? Who makes no amends for things like that? Who condones that type of pedophilia that leads to all the things, many of the things, not all, but many of the societal ills? Leftists. They love NAMLA. They love rationalizing pedophilia, teaching kids about sexuality earlier when they're not ready for it. And then you know the outcome? Boom. Harry Caray, suicide. Look at any of the statistics around suicide outside of mental illness. And if you do look at mental illness, look at the mental illness symptoms, the things that cause it. The detachment from who you believe yourself to be and who you really are. It all points to leftism. I don't have a number for it, but I would bet you 80% of the suicides are based on leftism, some principles of leftism. Just circle back. Just take some steps back. Connect the dots. You'll find out it revolves around things that they create. The rest of it are things that, you know, that are beyond your control. Mental illness, things like that. And I'm not exonerating conservatives of the things that they do, that we do, that lead to suicide as well. Sometimes we can be overbearing with our children, things like that. Who knows? But what I'll tell you, most of it leads to the tragedy of what I call leftism, progressivism. Oh, we don't bully. You want to know one of the major causes of suicide? Bullying. I know I gave it away, didn't I? Bullying. The very thing that leftists say they don't do. They convince people, no. We don't be a bully. You know, everything's good. By the way, bullying is also the reason why many of these kids come back and shoot up their schools and then commit, you know, death by cop and so on and so forth. Leftism, creating this idea in people that every problem is going to be solved. Not allowing people to be able to manage their own issues because they've made them into snowflakes. Somebody will be there to solve your problem for you. And then finally, and probably two of the most important things, getting rid of your core of your family, belief in family and having family support system to help, and the most important piece, believing in something bigger than yourself. Yes, God. That's the tragedy of leftism. You can apply it anywhere. Look at any strife that's going on in the community, and you can apply the tragedy of leftism. Oh, black people are oppressed by police officers. Yeah, whatever. The tragedy of leftism to make black folks believe that they're victims. Don't even get me started on the statistics. The tragedy of leftism. Oh, those poor Mexican people that are coming over here getting separated from their kids. Oh, you mean the people that would dare put their kids into harm's way? And you, the enablers that will allow people to steal from a country? Steal the very most precious resources from folks? That's what you're talking about? The tragedy of leftism, folks, is what leaves people from Hollywood abandoning it and feeling empty. And you know what happens when most of these kids don't make it in Hollywood? They become young adults and they look back on that time and they ask themselves, what the heck was I thinking? They want to go live enriching, full lives, understanding that they aren't as big as they thought they were after Hollywood has used and abused and trashed most of them, throwing them under the bus, just taking them down to their soul. But the good news is some of them leave and they find it. Some of them just, they get there, they get a taste of it and go, you know what, you're not going to steal my soul. And then there are those that stay and they become hardened. They're taught to hate. They claim they love, but they love to hate. They love to hate you for wanting them and their children and society to be at peace and to be happy. They hate you for it. They hate you for ending the chaos because they love the chaos. They've been taught to embrace the chaos. The yin and the yang of the Hollywood career. Obscurity or complete, you know, everybody knows your name. And that whirlwind, that vortex that gets created from those two ecosystems that, you know, one just spinning on top of the other, they don't know how to deal with it because you can be there 1 minute, then you're gone the next. Who knows what made Anthony Bourdain, good-looking, rich man, living the dream, doing the job that he probably never in his life believed he would do one day. And he's in, I don't know if he was in Paris, but he was in France, and he decides to put something around his neck and kick the stool out from under him. What could have possibly made a 61-year-old man do this? Oh, Kevin, he only had 6 months to live. Then live it to the fullest. Whatever. He had a daughter, he had family, he had friends, he had people around him that thought the world of him. Look at the things that were written in CNN about him. He was an amazing guy, one of the most talented people I knew, blah, 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 yeah? And he killed himself. The man who wanted to poison Donald Trump kills himself. What irony. Here's what you can bet. Donald Trump would never, can I say this again, never commit suicide. Call him what you want. I don't know what level of spirituality he has, but he has pastors laying hands on him all the time. And many of us backsliding Christians, of people that don't go to church but think of ourselves as Christians, you know, we're no better. The only thing I can tell you is we do have a core. We're never going to do what Anthony Bourdain did because we understand that regardless whether we are living life, you know, living and breathing church and proselytizing about, you know, our walk with God or not, we still believe in that thing. We know it's there. I hope something I say helps you find that. I'm not trying to preach, but I do, because I know the peace that comes from it. And I'm looking at Bourdain, a guy that I would look at and I could see the angst in his face. No matter how much money he was making or whatever, I could see it. Doesn't surprise me at all, honestly. I feel for him and his family as well. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security, maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
We were told that Donald Trump would be persona non grata at the G7 summit. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson's show. Donald Trump. How could the world's largest trading partner with the world's largest GDP be odd man out at the biggest trade party in the world? Huh? Trump flew in an Iron Man suit. You know, landed with his fist on the ground and had one knee. Boom. And I'm Tony Stark. How's it doing? You're at the Stark Expo? This is crazy, man. Okay. America, who is now undoubtedly the largest economy in the world, pumping at the biggest efficiency at 4.7% GDP over the last quarter, and it's only going to get better. And they try to convince you that Donald Trump is wrong here. The other thing that the left wants to do is they want to convince you that having a massive trade deficit is the way it should have been. I can't even imagine somebody being so wrong, and I'm talking about wrong on every aspect of trade, continuing to get into trade deals that have cost this country billions of dollars. I went over what it costs us, folks. $800 billion of trade. Our trade deficit would make us the 19th largest country in the world. We could buy Saudi Arabia. It's that simple. And they're mad at Donald Trump for addressing it. But boy, oh boy, what does it feel like to have a male with testosterone pumping through his body, a true alpha male, at the G7 summit? Did you see the picture of Trump sitting back as people were looking at some piece of paper, and he was just smiling like, look at you stooges. You have been taking advantage of us, and these leftists have let you do it. It's not going to happen. But he had this to say, and I think it's very telling.
Level of relationship is a 10. We have a great relationship. Angela and Emmanuel and Justin, I would say the relationship is a 10. And I don't blame them. I blame our past leaders for allowing this to happen. There was no reason this should happen. There's no reason that we should have big trade deficits with virtually every country in the world. I'm going long beyond the G7. There's no reason for this. It's the fault of the people that preceded me. And I'm not just saying President Obama. I'm going back a long way. You can go back 50 years, frankly. It just got worse and worse and worse. You know, our farmers have been hurt. Our workers have been hurt. Our companies have moved out and moved to Mexico and other countries, including Canada. Now, we are going to fix that situation. And if it's not fixed, we're not going to deal with these countries. But the relationship that I've had is great. So you can tell that to your fake friends at CNN. The relationship that I've had with the people, the leaders of these countries, has been, I would really rate it on a scale of 0 to 10, I would rate it a 10. That doesn't mean I agree with what they're doing, and they know very well that I don't. So we're negotiating very hard tariffs and barriers. As an example, the European Union is brutal to the United States. They don't take, and they understand that, they know it. When I'm telling them, they're smiling at me. You know, it's like the gig is up. It's like the gig is up. They're not trying to. There's nothing they can say. They can't believe they got away with it. Canada can't believe it got away with it. Mexico. We have a $100 billion trade deficit with Mexico, and that doesn't include all the drugs that are pouring in because we have no wall. But we are. We started building the wall, as you know. $1.6 billion, and we're going to keep that going. But a lot of these countries actually smile at me when I'm talking. And the smile is, we couldn't believe we got away with it. That's the smile. So it's going to change. It's going to change. They have no choice. If it's not going to change, we're not going to trade with them.
God, I know the feeling. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. As a person who's worked at the largest companies in the world, and you go look at the way that they do business, and then you come to the realization of a contract, for example, where they've just been getting hosed by a supplier. And you go, you think to yourself, who cut this deal? What nepotism was involved? Who, what family member hooked their family member up for you to be losing millions and millions of dollars every year? I'll give you an example of a client. We had a client, we told him, 20% of your business that you depend on, you're losing money on year after year. And you know what his thing was? You know what he said? He goes, yeah, man, but, I mean, we need that business. In other words, what he was saying is, if you keep my factory busy with this money-losing business, I'll be okay. He's losing $20 million a year on 20% of his business. But he didn't want to let it go. You want to know why? He felt like it was necessary to keep the factory going. Now, you know, he's a billion-dollar company. He's losing $20 million. In the scheme of things, that's not a lot. But I'll tell you this. I wouldn't want to lose it. If I were running this company or a stockholder or any one of the stakeholders, I'd be like, what are we doing business? What are we in the business of losing money? There are people that have this mentality. I don't want you to blame the left out of hand. I want you to understand there are people that go, it's just the cost of doing business. Okay, so what? I'm wrapping 25 cents around every package that I ship out, or in the case of the post office with Amazon, $1.50. So what? I lose $1.50. I make it up in volume. Yeah, no, what it means is you go bankrupt faster. There are people who believe that the United States can make it up in volume. What? We're going to get so much goodwill that it's going to make us, you know, recover this $800 billion that we lose every single year? that hasn't been addressed. Trump is looking at this and going, are you people out of your minds? You're manufacturing a product. You're shipping it at less cost than you can make. How long do you think you stay in business doing this? I want you to think about this. Let's say the trade deficit is $500 billion. In 10 years, that's $5 trillion that's out of the economy. I keep coming back to these very simple points, folks. The reason why this economy is doing well, it's a very simple thing. Donald Trump understands how the economy works. He says if you're continually shipping jobs offshore, you cannot bring them back. With some sort of a penalty. In other words, the cycle that we're in, where we're pushing things out of the country, you're never going to bring it back because you're never going to reduce prices. You got pressure to raise wages in America, and you still want stuff pushed offshore. But theoretically, you want business back in the country, but you're pushing it offshore. So the best jobs, the ones that could give you the raised wages, are being pushed offshore. And your trade-off is, well, you're getting cheap widgets from China. Cheap widgets from China doesn't make up the difference. It just doesn't. There are nearshore, there's onshore and nearshore we can do. And here's the thing that people don't want to tell you on the left. There is ingenuity that you can do in business that will make your manufacturing costs go down. It will make you just as competitive. Maybe not at the labor rate, but you can do things even at the labor area, like going to some of these small towns. Why does everything have to be in a big city where all the pollution is? The ebb and flow of this would work out perfectly if the left just understood it, but they're too stupid.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
We are less than 6 hours from President Trump sitting down for that two-hour meeting with North Korea's Kim Jong-un. Although Dennis Rodman does not have an official role in the summit, he is in Singapore. Reporters caught up to him a short time ago in the airport.
Trump could have said something different. Kim Jong-un could have said something different, but I think that it's further to say that both of them want to see where this meeting is going to go. So it should go fairly well, but people should not expect so much for the first time. So I'm hoping, like I said, the door is open.
By a 5-4 margin, the U.S. Supreme Court Court upheld Ohio's law of purging infrequent voters from registration rolls. Under Ohio's current policy, if a registered voter misses voting for 2 years, they are then sent a registration confirmation notice. If they do not respond, nor do they vote over the next following 4 years, they are then purged from the voting rolls. Quick look at your numbers on Wall Street. Currently, the Dow is up right around 50 points. This is USA Radio News.
For years, I watched people walk into hotels carrying a pillow, and I used to wonder why. But that was before I got a MyPillow. I understand now because I can't sleep well at all without using MyPillow, because it stays cool all night. Doesn't wake up in the middle of the night to flip it over. Keeps its shape. You don't have to get up in the middle of the night, fluff the pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, just send it back. And a 10-year warranty. What pillow have you got that's got a 10-year warranty? What pillow have you got that you can just throw into the washer, dryer? It comes out like new. Usually you do that with your dollar store pillow. You end up with a washer or dryer full of feathers. And by the way, it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special. Enter promo code USA. 2 MyPillow premium pillows. 2 go anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and use promo code USA.
Oh, man, there is so much more to this Roseanne Barr thing than meets the eye. And I know what you're saying. You say, Kevin, we've already talked about this. This is old news. It is not old news because it is stunning why a Chick-fil-A-hating, Clinton-supporting, socialist-loving, foul-mouthed, former Hillary and Bill Clinton-supporting 9/11 truther who once sang the worst rendition of the national anthem in the history of America, then grabbed her crotch and spit, so much so that even Keith Olbermann was critical of her, is someone who accurately now represents Trump voters. Bang! Welcome, everybody. It's Kevin Jackson. That's who you're listening to. That's what one of my writers was expressing the other day. Exactly what I just said. Now, the New York Times, CNN, MSNBC, a.k.a. the fake news, want us to believe that Roseanne Barr is the new litmus test of the Trump voter. Why? Because she said some nasty things about Valerie Jarrett, probably many of which were deserved. She referenced her as a monkey. Woo-hoo-hoo, that's racist, because anytime you reference black people and monkeys, that's racist. Hey, folks, in case you didn't realize it, all human beings are just a smidgen away from being simians, monkeys, apes, whatever you want to call them. It isn't just relegated to black folks.
Oh, Kevin, but they look so much like you guys because they're brown, they have black hair.
Really? What about the Guatemalans? If we're going to get into colors, the orangutans, and if it weren't that they were so orange, I mean, some could argue that they look a little bit more Asian than they do American. You know, blacks, I mean, they don't, you know, blacks. I don't know any blacks that I would go, man, look, you big old orangutan. I might go, you big old ugly gorilla. Or you big old ugly chimpanzee. And there are white monkeys. You seen these rhesus monkeys? There are some white ones. Does it always have to be black? Or are we just the easiest to offend? Anyway, I digress. My writer said this. He says, if only the real Roseanne were more like the TV version. But alas, we are left with the real thing. Yeah, did I mention what she was? Chick-fil-A hating, socialist loving, foul-mouthed, former Hillary and Bill Clinton supporter, 9/11 truther who sang the worst rendition of the national anthem, then grabbed her crotch and spit. That's who they want you to believe represents you. Now, I'm a Twitter friend with Roseanne. When she had her show, I said, I'll come on and be the black conservative on the show just as a cameo. I'll be the dude over the wall, like in that Tim Allen show where you don't get to see who he is, but he just talks some real sense to you. But, of course, she lost her show. He says, as even the most elementary efforts to examine her personal political past reveal, Roseanne Barr is no conservative. Neither is she widely representative of the typical Trump voter. She does, however, represent a great problem for the Democrats. Excuse me, I mean the Democrats. If someone with liberal leanings, like those of Roseanne Barr, can be persuaded to vote for Trump. Follow me now. And if this can be replicated, Democrats will remain a minority party for the foreseeable future. Think about this. Just after Trump's victory over Hillary, let's take a moment and smile. Okay. It was revealed by multiple sources that Trump was able to peel off more than 3 times the percentage of Obama voters, 13% to Hillary's 4%. And he lured Romney voters back into the fold. It was right away you knew Trump was getting the numbers. Let me just put it that way. If Roseanne embodies anything, she stands for those whose worldview is decidedly liberal. However, still voted for Trump. And if similar numbers of today's left are able to set aside their literal lust for sexual perversion and longing for a government sugar daddy, the Democrats will find themselves in real electoral trouble. So much so that it's already becoming evident that even Mitt Turncoat Romney said Donald Trump is going to win in 2020 and he's going to win easily. Talked about it earlier. And as the writer of this post, one of my writers said, he says, I think this is why the liberals are so quick to attack Roseanne Barr and her show. Now, I want you to contrast this with Samantha Bee, because Samantha Bee is anything but a contradiction. Like so many leftist entertainers, her foul and vulgar persona exemplify her politics. There is no questioning what Samantha Bee thinks about Trump, about conservatives, whatever, about Republicans. In other words, she could be the poster child for the always angry, endlessly anti-Trump, nasty girl that the left touts so much today, that they brag about, that they put in our faces. She is the epitome of what you see when you see this feminist that says, I hate men, the misandrists. I hate conservatives because they're so sanctimonious, blah, blah, blah. She doesn't even know why she hates us. Probably because she can't get a man that's like us. For the less hyperbolic posturing about the so-called privilege on the right, and as David French recently alluded to, few today are more privileged than those who occupy left-wing media. Whether news or entertainment, as long as the right, especially the Christian right, is the target, leftist mediocrats are nearly untouchable. Along with B, there are a myriad of examples. You can say whatever you want about conservatives, about Republicans, about white angry men, black conservatives, you name it, Christians, particularly Christian conservatives, and there is no repercussion. After Roseanne's gross insult of Valerie Jarrett, he writes, MSNBC invited Jarrett on their network to discuss it. And on her left sat MSNBC host Al Sharpton. Now, while Jarrett herself might put it as Jeffrey Lord did put it, the event was a, quote, teachable moment. And Lord notes whether blacks, whites, Jews, Chinese, Koreans, Greeks, and so on, Sharpton has a long and often obscene and unapologetic history of racial insults. All of this was known, by the way, when MSNBC hired him 7 years ago. I look at Fox and having meetings with them and him saying, well, Kevin, you know, we just don't want any news. I'm going. And to his point, they hired Sharpton knowing everything this clown had said. Known. He was an advisor to Obama, described him as his go-to man on race. Having Sharpton as your go-to man on race is like having Weinstein as your go-to man on sexual harassment, or Keith Olbermann as your go-to man on responsible social commentary. And Olbermann is the perfect conservative-hating metrosexual male counterpart to the raging vagina hat-wearing feminazis exemplified by Samantha Bee. And in spite of his lengthy history of using whatever media platform that will allow him to revoltingly weaponize the English language, ABC, who fired Roseanne, and I'm talking about with a quickness, continue to provide him an opportunity to spew his hate. And this is a lopsided thing we're in. I don't know how to balance it out, except to tell you, you guys got to start fighting. But look, whether it's Joy Behar, Susan Sarandon, Chelsea Handler, Lena Dunham,
J.K. Rowling, Jennifer Lawrence, Jimmy Kimmel, Robert De Niro, George Clooney, Matt Damon, Danny Glover, Michael Moore, Seth Meyers, Stephen Colbert. I could go on and on and on and on. The left is littered with these hate-filled clowns. And Samantha Bee's comments just happen to fall closest to Roseanne's in their seemingly never-ending cycle of attacking anything and anyone that might put Donald Trump in a positive light. Now remember, these people hate Trump because of where they place their hope. These are the people that place their hope in government. Government is their God. Government will protect you from everything. And Donald Trump and you, your support of him, makes what they do so much more difficult. Donald Trump is effectively destroying their God. He's the biggest threat to that false God. And the Hollywood left is unhinged in their quest to stop him, as is the media, as are the technocrats in D.C. that you don't know one from the other. Don't try to think of D.C. as Republicans and Democrats. It's one big party that just decides who gets to be in power at what time, and they give themselves labels to make us think we're making, you know, making progress. But as long as Trump, you know, stays true to conservatism, stays true to his principles, he's undermining their attempts at remaking America. And he reminds them of this, that they're losing their grip on American culture. Thus, he and his allies must be politically or even personally destroyed. And Samantha Bee is just another agent in that attempted destruction. Another voice preaching in the perverse worldview that dominates modern leftism. She remains reliably faithful to the mission of promoting what is sacred to the left, and that's why they wanted her to keep her show. Unlike Roseanne Barr, Roseanne Barr went on TV and became more conservative. Samantha Bee just stayed the same, and they knew that would be the case. So I just want you to understand, that's the difference, that's the juxtaposition of those two things and why they happened that way. Because in understanding now, you know why she was really fired.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro 1 G2.0 filter by ProPure fits most gravity systems and is so easy to set up and use. No priming required. Independent lab tested to NSF standards. Removes up to 200 plus contaminants with Pro 1 G2.0 full spectrum filter technology. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, start enjoying great tasting water today. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, Kevin, this is Matt from Salem, Oregon, People's Republic of. Yeah, Ms. K, you said Diddy says they didn't see enough. Well, no, that's right. They've seen enough. But really, they didn't see enough. That's it. They did not see enough from the Democrats to take care of them. So there you are. Anyway, love you, man. God bless. Bye.
All right. Thanks for the call, Matt. Yeah, Diddy. He's telling you, Blackfoot. This is back in the campaign. He was like, man, don't. It was hidden. It was coded language of don't support Hillary Clinton. Glad you guys are with me. Kevin Jackson, the Kevin Jackson Show, KJ Radio, KYKN.com. I got a lot of great listeners up at KYKN in Oregon. And hope I do more with you guys here soon. I'd like to get back up there and see what we can get going. Anyway, what I want to talk about now is, well, there's a ton to talk about, but I'm thinking the trade thing bugs me. And here's why. And I've talked about it before. People always want to get involved with something, and they know nothing about it. I talked about it, the fact that we have this almost $800 billion trade deficit, how big it would be if it stood on its own the other day. And then I get the left chiming in. And what's funny about the left is they never look at the other side of it and say, well, what are the tariffs in China on such and such? So we have the tariffs in Canada. Now, let me just give you a few of them. 270% on dairy. 69.9, let's just call it 70% on sausage. 57.8% on barley seed. 49% on durum wheat. 26.5% on bovine meat. 18% table linen. Then the question was, why did China create an ingredient strategy tariff in 2015? And it was protecting these industries and to curb U.S. imports. Now, those are the taxes. 270% on dairy down to 18% on table linen. Now, that's a lot. Do you think we sell any dairy in Canada if there's a 270% tax on it? For every dollar that you put in dairy in Canada, it's $2.70 is a tax. You get what I'm going here? But Canada says, the United States is not treating us like a good trading partner. Well, maybe you aren't one yourselves. And I've looked at all these different stories about what Trump was going to do in trade, why, you know, people act very surprised. What's really most interesting to me is how people who have watched America lose on trade suddenly believe that we're winning, and they know the winning strategy and the formula. Why weren't you saying anything when we were losing $800 billion a year, year after year? Now, it hasn't been that high every year, but you get what I'm saying. You add up our trade deficit for the last 10 years, and it is multi-trillions of dollars. Let's just use the last 5 years at an average of $600 billion. That would be $3 trillion and no end in sight. We could keep entire countries operational with our trade deficit, and suddenly the left have concern about it. And that's what gets me. But Politico wrote a piece. Politico. This is a left-leaning group. They wrote a piece, and here's what they said. Perhaps the world should have taken him, being Trump, a bit more literally. In his 2000 book, The America We Deserve, Donald Trump wrote, "What I would do if elected president would be to appoint myself U.S. Trade Representative. My lawyers have checked, and the president has this authority. I would take personal charge of negotiations with the Japanese, the French, the Germans. Our trading partners would have to sit across the table from Donald Trump, and I guarantee you the ripoff of the United States would end." Trump is no secret. Go back and find a book where Barack Obama said what he was going to do in trade. I dare you, I double dare you, I triple dare you, leftist clowns. You will never find it because he didn't even consider it. He didn't even know it. As far as Barack Obama was concerned, we're losing money in trade. Get used to it. That's the end. That was his stance on trade. That was his stance on manufacturing jobs. That was his stance on bringing productivity to America. Make America great again. This clown, he's a fool. He never even knew how. And don't get me going back to Kerry. Y'all know how much I love to tell that story.
The mere shock. By the way, I saw Donald Trump tweeted a video. I don't know who created it. It may have been an RNC video. And it showed all the naysayers about all the policies that he said. And one of the clips in there was Barack Obama asking, what's he going to do on trade? That hasn't been done. And then he brought up the carrier. It was two separate clips. He brought up carrier. What's he going to do? Has he got a magic wand or whatever? That is Donald Trump, quintessential Trump, saying they don't even know how. You think about it. You have put people into office. The Democrats call Barack Obama the smartest guy on the planet, and he didn't even know how to negotiate to keep a little company like Carrier in the United States. Worse than that, well, good for us. What did Carrier do? It isn't the fact that Donald Trump saved 700 to 1,000 jobs or whatever the number ended up being. That's not it at all. The bigger issue was what Donald Trump said to the world. Donald Trump said to the rest of the countries, you better understand there's a new sheriff in town, and you better doggone Skippy make sure that you have your ducks in a row. Because I'm going to make it difficult for you to bring product into the United States if we have to put tariffs on it. And you're going to have every incentive to stay because I'm going to reduce your tax. He laid it out for him. And you know what they did? They took him seriously. That's what happened. He sent a shot across the bow. And people knew it. He was serious about it. What did he tell the world? I'm going to put jobs in America first. I'm going to make this economy great. Blah, blah, blah. I don't need to give you the numbers. You're seeing it. You're living it. And that's what he did. And in that book that he wrote, he told you exactly what he was going to do. I told you guys, I said, I hadn't read a single Trump book. I read one on branding. Great book, by the way. He and Kiyosaki wrote it. But I made the comment to many of my friends and on this radio station, I said that Donald Trump will use the economy as his biggest weapon. He will go to war with you on the economy because that is a war he cannot lose. He may drop a few bombs here and there. He may not. He'll pontificate on that. He may even appear wishy-washy. But when it comes to the economy, he doesn't blink because he doesn't have to. They said the meeting of the G7 finance ministers, you know, ahead of this G7 summit in Canada, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin acknowledged what is becoming increasingly obvious for months. Trump has done exactly what he said in his book. Whatever the names of the individuals nationally holding the post of U.S. Trade Representative or Commerce Secretary, on trade, there is one view that matters, the president's. Mnuchin is reported to have told his Chinese counterpart, Taro Aso, that when it comes to trade policy, in all honesty, this issue, I can't do anything about it. You have to say it directly to Trump, otherwise nothing will change. What he's saying is, you're going to get access to the man at the top. There is no go-between. He is going to negotiate with you personally and be prepared to lose. That's what he's saying. I freaking love it. I know Donald Trump's busy. Here's what, when you work in Donald Trump's cabinet, depending on the thing that you're working on, he's either going to be hands-on or somewhat hands-off. I'll give you an example. HUD. He's like, Ben, run it. Dr. Ben Carson, run it. When it comes to commerce and trade, things like that, he's like, Mnuchin, I'm going to tell you what to say and what to do. You set the meetings up. I'll be there. I think that's great. And you know what else he proves? Donald Trump proves that he can go from having a meeting that was supposed to be with his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, with Kim Kardashian. He can understand the strategies involved in being directly involved in something that's very small, that only involves a single person, the lady by the name of Alice Johnson, or he can handle something as big as trade all in the same day. That's a talent. That's scary for the Democrats, too.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.